3, 2, 1. Sometimes I think the truth is too important, or maybe too unimportant, to be taken seriously. Sometimes we need to step back and say, maybe yes, maybe no, but so what? Last week, one of the founding members of the rock group The Kingsmen died at age 77. And who were The Kingsmen? They were the group that recorded the famous, or infamous, Louie Louie in 1963. And Louie Louie has probably generated more controversy than any other rock song, based primarily on its indecipherable lyrics. It is apparently about a sailor from Jamaica sitting in a bar, talking to the bartender about getting back to his girlfriend. But from there, the truth about the song gets lost in rumor, innuendo, and ambiguity. First, there are no obscene lyrics in the song. The FBI investigated Louie Louie for more than 2 years, and with all of their electronic wizardry, said the lyrics were indecipherable. So, where did the rumors come from? Apparently from high school students across the country writing out what they thought were the lyrics and then circulating them on crumpled sheets of paper to their friends. There is, in fact, one fleeting expletive at the 54-second mark when the drummer loses the beat. But most people who have listened to the song never notice this brief one-word exclamation, so I'll leave it to you to figure out what it is. It's also true the Kingsmen version was a recording disaster, which made no difference in its sales and certainly added to the mystique. So, which version of Louie Louie is real? What are the actual lyrics? Do any of the more than 2,000 cover versions contain dirty words or ideas? Well, maybe yes, maybe no. And does it really matter? Probably not, but it is certainly fun. I'm Larry Burris.